Good day and welcome to this episode of If Walls Could Talk. I'm John Wyatt, editor of Walls and Ceilings Magazine. And joining us today is our friend Tom Harris of Tom Harris PUR Consulting. Tom, what's up?
Hey, good morning, John. Let me catch my breath here. I'm in the middle of trade show season, and she's been pretty busy in February. Well, here's some figures from the SPFA, the Spray Polyurethane Foam Alliance, their show. They had over 2,038 registered attendees, 288 professional certification exams. So 288 contractors sat through classrooms, wrote exams, got field tested. We did 83 field test exams. That means the contractors actually spray foam in front of us, and we look at how they're doing, look at their safety, look at the finished product, you know, can they do it correctly? And it's quite amazing. Spray polyurethane foam has certified installers, certified contractors. It's homeowners and building owners, when they look to get spray foam installed in their buildings, they can actually demand a certified installer. So it's interesting, you know, all the problems that people think are associated with spray foam and the labor and all this sort of thing. You can request certified installers. But anyway, we had 31 attendees of the over 2,000 that became new SPFA members right there on the show, the floor. They signed up immediately. They liked what they saw. And speaking of the trade show, there was over 120 exhibitors, 122, I think. And, you know, the spray foam consultants, we had a booth as well. And I've never seen it so busy. We were two and three people deep, and it was really great.
It sounds like a great show, man. So how did your presentations go?
Well, I think one of them set an attendance record.
Man, congratulations, dude.
Yeah, thanks, bud. I mean, SPFA, you know, they run 5 to 10 presentations at the same time. These are educational things. And it gives the audience, you know, a variety of topics to choose from. And they run about an hour in length, and there's four sessions, you know, four groups of these things each day of the show. So they run these breakout sessions in the morning and the exhibit hall in the afternoon. Now, I've done, over the years, you know, I've done dozens of these presentations, and I expect around 20, 25 attendees at a typical breakout session. Well, this year, I did four different presentations and averaged around 25 attendees. But one of them got 102. I mean, that was standing room only. I guess everyone was interested in the topic.
Yeah, what was the title of that one?
Shrinkage and Delamination.
Sounds like a real cliffhanger. Tell us more.
Well, hardly an intense read, but actually, recent technology changes have been a bit of a challenge, and I thought contractors need to understand why things like foam shrink and put stress on the adhesion to the substrate. And something lets go, you know, creating a gap. What's going on here? You know, that's the delamination side of things. When they could bring once they understand, they can bring that level of understanding to their individual job sites, apply the learning, and figure out ways to reduce the potential for delamination on their own projects. I think once they understand the physics and the science behind making foam and what happens and all that sort of stuff, I think they can do a better job.
From your impressions of the audience, what did they think?
Well, there was a lot of them, like, they were lined up 20 people deep just to come up and ask questions after the presentation. And a lot of them said it was really, really great to finally understand some of the phenomena that's going on. I mean, we make foam on site, and it goes from a liquid to a solid in 3 to 5 seconds.
It sounds so like you worth your time there, Tom. So yeah,
you got a bunch of stuff going on. So it was a real big success.
Obviously, and it sounds like well worth your time and money. But what about the spray foam worldwide event?
Yeah, Spray Foam Worldwide, SFWW. That's a Facebook group that's now over 17,000 followers. So they've earned the right to throw themselves a bit of a party, and they do every time SPFA has an event. There's usually an associated Spray Foam Worldwide event, and this year is no different. Held a bunch of spray competitions on the Monday, a rig show, new equipment and all this sort of thing, a big exhibit the day before the SPFA event started. And I tell you, it was a huge success. There was 2,000 people there. It was just incredible. I've gone to most of these Spray Foam Worldwide events in the past, and I think this one was truly the biggest and the best ever. There's three guys in that drive that organization, Bill, John, and Matt. They really put on a good show, and all of the Facebook followers, there's a lot of them in attendance, and they really appreciate it. I think they give away over $600,000, $600,000 in merchandise, including two fully loaded, I mean fully loaded, spray foam rigs. And these things aren't cheap, they're $200,000 a piece. They gave away trips, spray foam machines, spray foam guns, sets of chemical, all kinds of stuff that contractors really need. I mean, the food was great, the band was great, the venue was fantastic. I mean, who doesn't like a beach party?
Exactly. Now, this is not the Super Bowl party that happened before the event, correct?
No, correct. One of our media sponsors puts on a Super Bowl party and Super Bowl Sunday and all this sort of thing. I'll tell you, that room was packed. I went in, stuck my head in, watched a bit of the game with a few of my friends, and there was several hundred people in this room for that event.
Well, overall, it does sound like everyone who attended the show got something out of it, didn't they?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if you wanted to get certified as an applicator in the spray foam industry, this is the time to do it. The SPFA offered certification prep courses before you wrote your exam for project manager or roof applicator or master applicator or apprentice applicator. It didn't matter which level you're at, but these are any of the jobs within the spray foam insulation company. They had training and certification and testing for all of that. I heard a number of my students, I teach the project managers, and a number of my students, they were all running up to us after they wrote their exams, ecstatic, I passed. Robert Niney, the spray foam advisor, him and I put on a full day of business training entitled From Technician to Entrepreneur. That talked about how to make money in the spray foam industry and how to keep it. For the first year, of this program, I think we did all right. We had more attendees in that class than we both expected. So call that one a success too.
Sounds like it. So, for those that weren't able to attend this show, how can listeners get copies of the presentations?
Yeah, good one, John. I think the SPFA is going to post the slide decks and talk about some of the breakout sessions in their Tech Tuesday presentations going forward in March and April. So if you're an SPFA member, you want to attend those, look for those under the SPFA's events called Tech Tuesday. And that's a bit of a webinar every Tuesday afternoon. And I think a lot of the presentations are going to be made available through the SPFA on Tech Tuesdays. I'll be doing my four little lectures on my Let's Talk PUR, short form for polyurethane, but Let's Talk PUR.com website. I have a section in there, Continuing Education Campus. You click on that link and it'll take you to my essentially an online school. And I'll be posting my four lectures that I delivered on that site.
So, what's the big takeaway from this year's show?
Yeah, it's a good question, John. I really think spray foam contractors are interested in doing things right. I think they're using more advanced tools, more advanced strategies to separate themselves from other insulation companies down the road. And they're truly passionate about their product. It's not just what they do, It's what they believe in. I mean, these guys are passionate about spray polyurethane foam. And as a result, they want to learn. They want to talk to experts. They're coming to these events to talk amongst their peers and get better at what they do. And that's exciting. I've been in this industry for now over 40 years, and I've really not seen a group of young, new to the industry people so anxious to learn and to do it right. It's a good sign.
Well, as we wrap things up here, Tom, hey, give us a sneak peek of our next podcast. What do we want to talk about?
Well, I think we need to talk about, for the building owners, the homeowners, and for the design community, you know, let's talk about evaluating contractors, evaluating new products, and the proper documentation to look for with all these certifications and these new materials. Maybe they're coming from offshore, but we need to let people know, I think, John, that what information to look for.
Well, that sounds awesome, Tom. And on that note, let's wrap things up. I want to thank you for your time today. And of course, you've been listening to this podcast of If Walls Could Talk. I'm speaking with Tom Harris of Tom Harris PR Consulting. I'm John Wyatt. Take care.